Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our culture unit today, and we're going to be talking about an artist in China, and it's all about the art of the do. Remember, do here is not do, re, mi, but rather do as the kind of material you use to make bread. You mix flour and water and yeast and oil together, and you kind of push the do around a bit before you put it in an oven. And I guess you can use that do to make art, to make little sculptures.
You can. We had something similar to this growing up in the United States. You could make this quote-unquote dough at home. It wasn't very good to eat, but of course kids always put things in their mouths and kind of had a salty taste. But we also have a toy in America called Play-Doh. D-O-H is how it's spelled, but it's kind of this clay kind of substance that you can mold and put into different shapes. It's kind of the same idea. It doesn't taste good either, but of course, most kids have eaten some Play-Doh. We're going to be talking about a guy who is a sculptor, and he uses that sort of substance, and we're calling it dough.
Dough, right. Dough is also a slang word for money, although it's not really used that often. We kind of say, hey, man, you got any bread on you? I need to buy something. But here, dough is referring to a mixture of flour and water that is used in baking.
We also use dough, though, to talk about money. Oh, he's got a lot of dough.
We certainly
do.
Yeah,
yeah. So let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then we'll be back to talk about it.
A curious child, fascinated by an artisan's skillful movements, breaks free of a night market's busy crowds to watch him work. Displayed before the man are examples of his craft, tiny elaborate figurines sculpted out of colored dough. Each one is a familiar character from an ancient Chinese tale, with detailed facial expressions and costumes that capture their personality perfectly. The child can't help but wonder how the artisan breathes such life into these delightful figurines. The artisan is likely part of a long line of master dough figurine sculptors. In fact, the art can be traced back more than 2,000 years to the Han Dynasty and experienced its golden age between the 14th and 20th centuries. The art then nearly died out during the Japanese occupation of China in the 1930s and 1940s, but was revived in 1949 with the founding of the People's Republic of China and is now enjoying something of a renaissance. Many traditional dough figurines feature flowers and animals, both real and mythical. Characters from folk stories, dramas, and novels are also common. Even today, figurines of Li Kuei and Guan Yu, characters from the classic Chinese novels Water Margin and Romance of the Three Kingdoms, respectively, are popular. Nowadays, though, some dough sculptors are adding a modern touch to their figurines as well. Longjia Ziyu, a third-generation sculptor in Beijing, has been creating dough figurines since childhood. Now 23, Long features pop culture references, including Star Wars characters, superheroes, and Travel Frog in his work. He also uses social media platforms such as WeChat to promote his figurines and bring them to a wider audience. Thanks to Long and artisans like him, this ancient art will be charming people for many years to come.
So we're going to talk about the art of the dough, how Long Jia Ziyu, this guy's name, how the sculptor in Beijing makes what he does and kind of the history behind it a little bit at least. We've got the scene we're going to set here, a curious child. So a kid just looking very interested at something. Why is he fascinated? He's watching the artist or artisan, the artisan's skillful movements. If you're fascinated, guys, it means you're really, really interested in something. Something's captured your interest. You could also say the child was captivated by an artisan's skillful movements. So he's fascinated by something. He then breaks free of a night market's busy crowds to watch him work. Sometimes if you go to the night market, there's a lot happening. Got to hold on tight to kids' hands if you're their parents because they'll dash off to see some interesting or fascinating thing. Fascinated by would be what the the term we would use to talk about something we're interested in. Or you could just describe something that's interesting to look at as being fascinating.
That's right. And to fascinate is the verb here. So this child is in the night market. Maybe the child is with his parents in the Fengjia night market in Taichung or something like that. And, of course, there's lots of stuff to check out there, lots of clothes stands and little snacks to eat. But this kid is more interested in somebody off to the side there working on some kind of artwork. So displayed before the man are examples of his craft, tiny, elaborate figurines sculpted out of colored dough. So we're talking about the artist here. This is an artisan. That's another word for an artist, especially if they're using their hands to create little crafts, an artisan. And so we have the word display here. That just means to show something, to set something out in order for people to look at it. So you might display things in a store window, for example.
Right. So displayed before the man are examples of his craft. Something that he makes is his craft. So you're looking at tiny, elaborate. Elaborate here means lots of details. It's kind of complex to make these. They're figurines. You know, a figure is often used to talk about just a person, right? But figurines, we add that I-N-E-S there at the end because we're talking about something very small. Often when I hear the word figurine, I think of my mom. She used to collect a lot of little porcelain dolls that were quite small. Those are figurines. So he's got elaborate figurines sculpted out of colored dough. If you make dough, especially if you're making it for bread, it's kind of this beige color, beige-white color. But you have to add some coloring to it if you're going to be making figurines because, you know, clothes have different colors and it's just a lot more interesting to look at if you have colored dough.
It's probably similar to modeling clay, which comes in different colors.
Which is the Play-Doh I was talking about, right?
Exactly. That's kind of modeling clay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess dough is something you could eat later. But in any case, each of these figurines, is a familiar character from an ancient Chinese tale with detailed facial expressions and costumes that capture their personality perfectly. So each of these figurines is a character that people are familiar with. They know about it. They've seen it before. These are characters from ancient Chinese tales, old stories from China, and these characters will have detailed facial expressions. Maybe one looks really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
One looks really sad. Kind of like the facial expressions from Chinese opera. Perhaps they have different sort of facial expressions there. And they also have these elaborate, I could say maybe, costumes. Mm-hmm. A costume, of course, is a set of clothing that lets you play a role. Of course, you're going to pick out a costume for Halloween. What's your Halloween costume? I'm going to dress up as Buzz Lightyear or something like that. And these facial expressions and the costumes capture the personality of the figurines perfectly. So here we've got the word capture, which could mean you get caught. If you're a soldier in war, you might get captured by the enemy and you're made a prisoner of war. But here, capture just means you're able to depict perfectly what you're trying to show. They capture the personality perfectly. They really caught it.
Yeah, we'll often use that verb to talk about maybe, say, a photographer who really is good at taking photographs, especially of people, and he captures the essence or the feeling behind that person, their personality. So the costumes really capture that personality perfectly. Says the child can't help but wonder, can't help but think about or be curious about how the artisan breathes such life into these delightful figurines. If you breathe life into something, you almost make it feel like it's alive. Sometimes we'll talk about how a movie breathes life into a really popular novel. Sometimes when you're reading a book, your imagination is quite vivid, but sometimes you need those things to be brought to life on the screen, on the big screen. Here we're breathing life into these delightful figurines. Delightful just meaning something that brings a lot of happiness to someone, delights you, You can be delighted by something. These are figurines that are quite delightful, at least to the child there.
Right, so the child can't help but wonder. That means the child has to wonder. The child can do nothing else but wonder about how this artisan is able to breathe life into these delightful figurines. How can he do it? That's amazing. It's spectacular. I can't believe my eyes. Now, moving on to the next paragraph here, it begins by saying, the artisan is likely part of a long line of master dough figurine sculptors. So we could say that maybe this is the guy who started doing this, maybe. Maybe if you've never seen it before, you might think it's totally his idea. But no, it's likely that he's part of a long line of these sculptors, which means there have been lots of people doing this before him all throughout history, over hundreds, if not thousands of years. A sculptor, of course, is a person who creates art three-dimensionally. They use different materials like wood or maybe metal. In this case, they use dough. They could use clay as well. A sculptor is a person who makes sculptures.
So he's likely part of this long line of master dough figurine sculptors. In fact, if you read about him, you find out his family used to do this, his father. And so he grew up seeing this sort of thing. We're going to be talking about one of these third generation sculptors in a minute. So let's look here. A sculptor, of course, is someone who takes some sort of substance. Usually it's clay or marble or wood and sculpts it, uses some sort of tool, usually a knife or something sharp, to make those shapes come to life. In fact, it says the art can be traced back more than 2,000 years to the Han Dynasty and experienced its golden age between the 14th and 20th centuries. Anytime you talk about the golden age of something, it just means the period of time when it was flourishing, when it was at its height, was producing the best work ever, the golden age of radio, or the golden age of TV. We actually are talking about the golden age of TV right now because of all the cable channels and the good programs we're seeing on TV as opposed to maybe 20 years ago.
So this happened a long time ago, so I guess the dough figurines that were made back then probably no longer exist because dough probably cannot last for thousands of years unless it's preserved in a special way. Who knows? But in any case, this tradition has been passed down through a long line of master dough figurine sculptors. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天的主题呢是捏面人，而那个面团在英文里面就称之为 dough。要注意哦 ，gh 是不发音的。首先来看到第一个空格的句子写着 ：displayed before the man blank one examples of his craft。这个句子是一个倒装句，因为后面还要说出呢他的这个作品的这个是用有色的面团雕塑而来的精致的小人偶，所以为了避免句子有头重脚轻的感觉，所以真正的主词是后面的 examples of his craft， 在这里搭配复数的主词，当然就要使用复数的动词。而讲到这些作品呢被展现在这个人的前面，所以要搭配的是 be 动词，所以第一题的标准答案就选择 A, R。第二个空格的句子提到 ,Each one is a familiar character from an ancient Chinese tale, with detailed facial blank two and costumes that capture their personality perfectly.每一个这个人偶呢都是一个大家很熟悉的古代中国传奇故事里面常见的角色，然后仔细一看呢，他们是带着一些 detailed facial blank too， 都有非常精致的脸部的什么以及服装呢。第二题的 A 选项 admissions 入学许可， B expressions 表情， C impressions 印象，D possessions 持有物。这里谈到的呢是人偶上面精致的这个表情，脸部表情，所以搭配文意第二题就选择 B expressions。 第三题的句子提到 In fact, The art can be blank three more than 2,000 years to the Han Dynasty. 那么事实上呢，这项技艺可以怎么样到2000多年前的汉朝？我们想要探讨一下这个捏面的这样的技艺，所以我们可以追溯回到2000多年前的汉朝。第三题的 A 选项 blessed with 就是受到什么的祝福 ，B.Absorbed in, 专注于 C, translated into, 翻译成怎么样 D, traced back, 追溯的意思这里谈到这个记忆可以追溯到这么久以前所以搭配文意跟文法第三题的标准答案就选择 D, traced back
We're going to take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right backOh, I was just looking at the title of the article here. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny because it's a take on or someone's using something else that's pretty famous and then just changing it a bit. The Art of the Deal is a book that Donald Trump wrote. So it's kind of funny. The Art of the Deal is how to do a business deal. But here we're talking about the Art of the Dough. So it's kind of a clever title. It just figured out why that was kind of funny. So anyway, we're talking about dough that's carved or sculpted into little figurines, often with colored dough. And these final figurines turned out to be quite elaborate. I have no artistic talent in terms of visual arts, so I could never do this stuff.
Oh, you only think you don't have talent.
Tom!
It's lying latent in there.
No.
It just has to come out.
I think you could do this stuff. You should try this out. Tom draws very well. So we were just in the middle of the second paragraph when we took a break, talking about the history of dough sculpting or modeling dough, you could also say. The art actually nearly died out during the Japanese occupation of China in the 30s and 40s. That's in the 1930s and 1940s.But was revived in 1949 with the founding of the People's Republic of China and is now enjoying something of a renaissance. If you revive something, you bring something back to life. You can use it to talk about people. If someone's had a heart attack and maybe dies, doctors will work very hard to revive this person, to bring them back to life. This art was dying out because of the occupation of the Japanese. Maybe they didn't like that art and they banned it. I don't know. But it was revived in 1949 with the founding of the People's Republic of China. If you say something's enjoying a renaissance, Tom, what does that usually mean to you?
A rebirth, basically. So you're talking about the period of history called the Renaissance in Europe. That's when kind of art and architecture and stuff like that kind of came alive again. They started it all over again. So yes, it's now enjoying kind of a rebirth. It's born again. It's enjoying a renaissance.And that happened after 1949. Now, many traditional dough figurines feature flowers and animals, both real and mythical. Okay, so yes, if you check out these figurines, you'll see lots of flowers, lots of different kinds of flowers, carnations, tulips, roses, etc. Also animals, and those animals could be real, like giraffes or elephants or antelopes or whatever. And they also might be mythical animals that have never really existed before, maybe like the dragon.
Or the Unicorn.
Yeah. Or some other animals from mythology. What's that horse that's got the wings? Pegasus, something like that.
Yeah.
There are certainly lots of mythical characters and mythical animals in Chinese culture as well.
Yeah.
We've also got characters from folk stories, dramas, and novels, which are also common. Folk stories, you know, stories that people tell or have told for many years. Dramas, you know, plays and things like that. And also novels, which, of course, are long stories, which are about maybe 200-300 pages long. It's all fiction, of course. And even today, figurines of Li Kuei and Guan Yu, characters from the classic Chinese novels Water Margin and Romance of the Three Kingdoms, respectively, are popular. So these are figurines of characters from those works of classic Chinese literature, one's water margin, which I think is Shui Hu Zhuan in Chinese. I think it's also referred to as Outlaws of the Marsh in English, but I've seen water margin more common. I read that when I was in university, in the English translation, of course. We also got San Guo Yan Yi, which is Romance of the Three Kingdoms, so you can expect to see dough figurines of the characters in those novels.
Notice at the end of that sentence there, with the names of the novels, we've got this word respectively. If you see that, especially in written English, it just means they've mentioned a couple of different things that match up together. So you've got the Li Kuei, who appears in The Water Margin, and Guan Yu that appears in Romance of the Three Kingdoms. So that's how that works, respectively. So you look back and look at the order of what thing someone's talking about. And so the first thing that's mentioned matches up with the first thing in the second part of the sentence. And the second thing mentioned, Guan Yu, matches up with Romance of the Three Kingdoms or San Guo Yan Yi. So respectively. Please don't use respectively when you're speaking. Sometimes it's hard for people to keep track of the order of things that you've mentioned in your sentence. It's best used in written English. That's my piece of advice, at least. I do hear it used in English sometimes, and I think, it's not a good way to speak because people have to then really focus on every word that you're speaking and keep track of the order. Nowadays, it says in that last sentence, nowadays, though, some dough sculptors are adding a modern touch to their figurines as well. So what's this modern touch?
Touch. Wow, touch. As a verb, that means you basically move your hand onto something in order to feel it. Touch can also be a noun. In this particular case, though, it kind of refers to an extra piece,
little something
added to something to give it more effect, especially in art. Put on the finishing touches of a work of art, the final little strokes that you put on your painting.
That makes it extra special.
That makes it special and actually finishes it. So here we've got a modern flavor, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
A modern touch put on those figurines as well. They look modern, okay? They don't look like they're from 2,000 years ago or whenever. So let's talk about this sculptor here. This is his name. Long Jia Ziyu, a third-generation sculptor in Beijing, has been creating dough figurines since childhood. So he's a third-generation sculptor. I guess that means that his father and his grandfather did that as well. Those are different generations.
Yeah, so I could say I'm a second-generation performer, which would mean either my mom or dad used to perform. So, yeah. So, look at that. He has it in his genes, you could say, in his DNA.
I could also say that maybe his mother and grandmother did it, too. I don't want to be sexist here.
Yeah, I read, though, that his father did. I'm not sure in the previous generation who it was. But, yeah, it could be his mom or his grandma, but they were probably busy working, Tom.
Yeah, washing dishes and stuff like that.
Taking care of kids. So he actually lives in Beijing, so he's Chinese, and he's been creating dough figures since he was a little boy, since childhood.
Exactly. So now he's 23 years old. That's pretty young. He's got his life ahead of him.
Yeah, he's young.
Long features pop culture references, including Star Wars characters, superheroes, and Travel Frog in his work. So those would be pop culture references, popular culture characters in popular culture, including Star Wars characters like Darth Vader or
Yoda.
Han Solo or Yoda, etc.
Yoda's my favorite.
He probably has Yoda, of course. He's so cute. Superheroes like Batman, Superman, Captain America, Spider-Man, etc. Also, Travel Frog. I had to look this up before the program. I guess it's a new popular video game played on smartphones or something like that. Do you call video games, if they're played on smartphones, video games? Or do you call them phone games
or something? That's a good idea. I would call them video games, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just a game
we'll
on
call
my
them.
Phone.
My video games were Donkey Kong when I was a kid and Pac-Man. Those were video games. Now everyone plays them on their phones. But he also uses social media platforms such as WeChat to promote his figurines and bring them to a wider audience. That makes sense. Of course, he uses social media. He's not going to be using Facebook, of course. That is banned in China, but there are other social media platforms that he has access to. such as WeChat. So he posts pictures there and he promotes his figurines there, and more people can see them and maybe order them and purchase them.
Yeah, so thanks to Long and artisans like him, other artists, this ancient art will be charming people for many years to come. If you charm someone, it means they really find you attractive to talk to. You're really fun to talk to. Maybe you're kind of cute as well. And you have a very nice way about you. You're very friendly and likable. And so this ancient art can continue to charm people for years to come.
Exactly. You can use the word charming to describe both men and women. Do you like John? Yes, he's a very charming young man.
Oh, he's charming.
He's nice. Yeah. Boy, I would like to have him date my daughter. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher once again.
第三段里面提到呢，这个捏面出来的作品有很多都跟神话的花跟动物呢都有可能是它的主题。那么在第四个空格的句子里面提到 Nowadays though, some dough sculptors are adding a blank for touch to their figurines as well.那在这里所提到的是，那到了现在呢，有一些捏面师傅也为他们的捏面人呢增添怎么样的 touch， 这里的 touch 是指这种呢气息的意思。如果你往下面看，会看到增加了很多呢新的一些现代人所看到的流行文化，所以搭配文艺，我们来赶快看一下第四题 A 选项 constant 持续不断的 B jealous嫉妒的 C. modern 现代的 D. plural 复数的你会发现下面的主题都相当的跟流行文化有关所以我们搭配文艺第四题就选择 C. modern 第五个空格郎家子玉 A third generation sculptor in Beijing Blank 5 Dough figurines since childhood这句要选对答案，重点就在后面的 since， 从孩童时期起到现在，一直都是这样子。那么我们就可以用现在完成进行式，搭配这样的句法，第五题就可以选择 B 选项的 has been creating。讲到这个人呢 ，has been creating figurines since childhood， 从孩童时期就一直都在创作这样的捏面作品。接着第六个空格 ，He also uses social media platforms such as WeChat to blank six his figurines and bring them to a wider audience。他很厉害的是，还会用这些呢社群媒体，像是微信，来怎么样他的捏面人。第六题 ，A destroy 破坏 ，B afford 负担得起。C. reduce, 减少降低 D. promote, 推广当然要利用社群媒体来推广自己的作品第六题的标准答案就选择 D. promote 第七个空格 Long and artisans like him This ancient art will be charming people for many years to come 那么怎么样他跟其他像他一样的捏面师傅这项古代的技艺呢在未来的许多年仍将持续的受到大家的喜爱第七题 A. thanks to 多亏于 B. in spite of 尽管虽然 C. regardless of 无论不管 D. in addition to 除了什么什么之外多亏于有他跟其他像他一样的工匠这项技艺仍受大家的喜爱所以标准答案第七题就选择 A. thanks to OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
That's it for today, guys. If you haven't seen the art of Long Jiazi Yu, you need to get online and check it out. His Superman is pretty amazing, I think.
Pretty macho, huh?
Yeah, pretty cool. Lots of muscles. So that's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Come back again soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.